Jai Radha Madhava Kunabihari. Madhava Kunya Bihari Mopi Janabalava Vidivaruda Gunti Dana Balaba Kiri Badana Re Yasoda Nandana Prajachana Randa Guna Yasoda Nandana Raja Janu Ranjana Yamuna Chela Manachari Yamuna Chela Manachari Jai Radu Madhava Kunya Vihara Ji Jai Radu Madhava Kunya Vihara Ji Manava Kiri Bada Guti Gopi Jana Manava Kiri Bada Guti Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Muna Tera Manachari Yamuna te rabarachari Jai humrad humadhava kunya vihari Jai humrad Umadhava kunya vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramahansa also Teda Siddhashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya, Srila Kailas Thakur Kijai. Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sitwaiti Kadatha Sivasadigora Bhaktivinda Kijai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna. Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai. Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai. Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai. Shimadi Lasadevi Kijai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Pasyacha Dejatarni. So today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 38th chapter, text 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ratat Turnam Avaplutya Saha Akuraha Sneha Vivolaha Papata Charanopante Danda Vad Rama Krishnayo. Ratatturnam avaplucha Sokrurasne avivvalaha Papatta charanopante Dandavad Rama Krishnayo. Ratatkurnam avaplucha Sokrurasneha vivala Papata charanopante Dandavad Rama Krishnayo. Ratatturnam avaplucha Sokrurasneha vivala Papata charanopante Dandavad Rama Krishnayo. Okay. Ratat, from his chariot. Turnam, quickly. Avaplucha, climbing down. Saha, he. Akrura, akrura. Sneha, by affection. Vivolaha, overcome. Papata, fell. Chadana upante, next to the feet. Dandavat, flat like a rod. Ramakrishnayo, of Balarama and Krishna. Translation, Akrura, overwhelmed with affection, quickly jumped down from his chariot and fell at the feet of Krishna and Balaram like a rod. You can repeat. Akrura, overwhelmed with affection, quickly jumped down from his chariot and fell at the feet of Krishna and Balaram like a rod. I said like a rod. All right, anyway. So, there's no commentary by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, so I'm going to read the short commentaries of Srila Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So Jiva Goswami states when he came near, he jumped down from the chariot and walking a few steps forward, fell down close to the feet of Krishna and Balaram, because he was bewildered by intense prema in dasha bhav. That means the mood of servitude. Sneha bivolaha. The meaning is this. When Akrura first saw Krishna, he did not jump off his chariot because of the bewilderment of his prema. By that bewilderment, he was not aware whether he was on the chariot or on the ground. And with mind and eyes attracted to that form, he attained a more favorable view as the chariot, pulled by the horses, moved quickly towards the Lord. As he got closer, the same bewilderment of prema was the cause of his jumping from the chariot. When he was far away, he did not realize that he was in a higher position in the chariot. When he got close, he realized this. Recovering awareness, he developed respect and thus jumped from the chariot. Though it was not proper for him to offer respects on the ground since he was a senior, he did so because of the bewilderment of prema. And Sanatana Goswami, he who for a long time desired to see the two boys in Gokula, or he who had developed many desires, saw, fell on the ground somewhere or somewhat near the feet, without consideration of rules, because he was confused by prema. Balaram is mentioned first because Balaram, as the eldest, was situated in front when they came forward to meet Akrura. It's very interesting. Ratatturnam avaplucha so kruraksne avivulaha papata charanopante dandavad ramakrishna yo. So omaganati mirandasha. Gananjana shilakaya chakshur unmiditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So some things here may be a little bewildering for the Western mind, especially when there's a discussion of etiquette, seniority, like that. You know, for the Western mind, you know, etiquette, seniority, I mean, I've seen in many cases, the children call the parents by their first name. They say, oh, instead of Matashri or Pitashri, they'll say, hey, Susie, or Bob. And then they'll... it's like that in the Western world. There's no question of hierarchy or etiquette. I mean, in certain cases, there may be. But in general, it's pretty much a level playing field, isn't it? So when you hear about these items of etiquette, I mean, of Akrura, he was quite old, much older than Krishna. And Krishna was the one, usually, according to etiquette, who should have just touched the feet of Akrura. Instead, you find Akrura offering dandavats at Krishna's lotus feet. So I want to cite certain instances of etiquette to show how important it is in the Vedic system. And first I'm going to read from a quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Anjalila, and then I'm going to cite some examples of etiquette that show how important it is. And then I'm going to actually, after I read a quote from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first item of etiquette that I'm going to cite is from the Srimad Bhagavatam in the discussion between Uddhava and Vidura. And Prabhupada makes a very heavy point in this particular purport. So from the Anjalila, chapter 4, text 129, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, "My dear Sanatana, although you are the deliverer of the entire universe, and although even the demigods and great saints are purified by touching you, it is the characteristic of a devotee to observe and protect the Vaishnava etiquette. Maintenance of the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee." Very important verse. And then from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I actually didn't write down the citation here, but maybe someone remembers the exact verse, but there's a discussion between Vidura and Uddhava, and Vidura wants to take instructions from Uddhava, but Uddhava says, no, you should actually take instructions from Maitreya. And we're going to hear the exact statement of Uddhava here. Sri Uddhava said, "You may take lessons from the great sage, learned sage Maitreya, who is nearby and is worshipable for reception of transcendental knowledge. He was directly instructed by the personality of Godhead while the latter was about to quit this material world." Of course, Uddhava was there at the same time. So Uddhava could have given that same information. I forget the exact number of the verse, but anyway, I'm sorry. I should have written this down. So the purport, Prabhupada talks about something called Maryada Vyatikrama. Maryada Vyatikrama means overstepping, basically, the etiquette, ordinary etiquette, which we in the Western world, as I said before, don't consider so important. But in Vaishnava culture, it's considered very important. I mean, before I read this purport, I just want to give some examples from Prabhupada's life. For example, one time, this is a memory, Prajuna Prabhu, my dear godbrother, was speaking on the memory series, and he said that once upon a time, he was with Prabhupada, and he went in Prabhupada's room, while Prabhupada was giving a darshan, he sat down in front of a devotee who was senior to him. You know, you think, you know, everybody sits down. Of course, don't worry now, don't start shifting around. You know, you know, we don't want to have, you know, Adi Purusha move to the back. And actually, Tulsi's pretty senior. Mother Irmala move right here. No. God, no, please. Save me from it. No. I got enough problems. So it was a darshan. You know, it was an informal darshan in Prabhupada's room. And Prabhupada said to Prajuna Prabhu that, no, get in back of this god brother. He's senior to you. You know, maybe by a few months. So, and then Prabhupada started talking about how in the Gaudiya Math, and this may appear to be really artificial for those of us who are raised in the West. It's, you know, it's, what? You know, when were you initiated? July 14th, I was initiated. July 1st, I'm senior to you. When did you take sannyas? I took sannyas. Yeah, anyway, whatever. So then Prabhupada cited the example of his godbrother, who actually didn't do too well in Krishna consciousness, you know, Kunja Bihari. Not just Kunja Bihari. But Prabhupada said that everybody in the Gaudiya Math, since he was the senior godbrother, would call him Kunja Babu. you know, like father, respectable title. Baba was a respectable title. So they were, even though they were all god brothers. It's interesting, isn't it? And you may think, you know, what? This is artificial. What? Actually, there's a reason for it, because it structures society. You know, it's not, obviously, it's not like a spiritual hierarchy that someone who was initiated before someone else is going to be more spiritually advanced than someone else, but it establishes order in society. It's like, you know, the traditions that Arjuna was talking about in the Bhagavad Gita when he was trying to argue against fighting and killing his relatives. They keep society, they're the glue that keeps society together. You know, they're external, yes, not eternal, but they keep society together. Now, let me read Prabhupada's purport. Although one may be very well versed in the transcendental science, one should be very careful about the offense of maryada vyatikrama, or impertinently surpassing a greater personality, even by age. So, you know, who's to say it? Maitreya, Uddhava? I mean, Uddhava's probably on a higher level than Maitreya. But Maitreya Muni is much older. According to scriptural injunction, one should be very careful of transgressing the law of Maryada Vatikrama, because by doing so, one loses his duration of life, his opulence, fame, and piety, and all the blessings of the world. To be well-versed in the transcendental science necessitates awareness of the techniques of spiritual science. Uddhava, being well aware of these technicalities of transcendental science, advised Vidura to approach Maitreya Rishi to receive transcendental knowledge. Vidura wanted to accept Uddhava as a spiritual master, but Uddhava did not accept the post because Vidura was as old as Uddhava's father, and therefore Uddhava could not accept the disciple, especially when Maitreya was present nearby. In other words, Vidura was actually older than Uddhava. So even though, you know, physical age or, you know, external age is considered important, the rule is that in the presence of a higher personality, and here we're talking about higher in terms of even just the age, one should not be very eager to impart instructions, even if one is competent and well-versed. So Uddhava decided to send an elderly person like Vidura to Maitreya, another elderly person, but one who was also well-versed because he was directly instructed by the Lord while the Lord was about to quit this mortal world. Since both Uddhava and Maitreya were directly instructed by the Lord, both had the authority to become the spiritual master of Vidura or anyone else. But Maitreya, being elderly, had the first claim to becoming the spiritual master, especially for Vidura, who was much older than Uddhava. One should not be eager to become a spiritual master chiefly for the sake of profit and fame, but should become a spiritual master only for the service of the Lord. The Lord never tolerates the impertinence of maryada vyatikrama. One should never pass over the honor due to an elderly spiritual master in the interest of one's own personal gain and fame. Impertinence on the part of the pseudo-spiritual master is very risky to progressive spiritual realization. Very heavy. So, as far as more examples of this etiquette, you know, elder, younger, the most famous example is the example in the relationship between Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman. That Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, they're actually the same person. Atvaita Chuta Nadi Udananta Rupam Ajum Purana Purusham Laviyovanam Cha. There's one God. But Ram appeared as the elder brother, and Lakshman had to listen to everything he told him to do. In fact, the etiquette between the older brother and younger brother is that the elder brother has to be the one that gets married first, isn't it? You don't know if they follow. But that was the etiquette. So therefore, in the, you know, Sita Swayamvar, you have Lord Ramchandra marrying Sita Devi, and then Lakshman, Bhartan Shatrughna, marrying according to their order of seniority. So, of course, Lakshman didn't like this, but he still followed it. And he was so upset with this etiquette, or with having, not the etiquette per se, but with having to follow his older brother, that he begged Lord Ramchandra that he would not take birth as Lord Ramchandra's younger brother in future, or peer, let's say, to be more precise, in future pastimes. And, of course, we know in the future pastimes, he appeared as the elder brother, but whether the younger brother followed or not, that's another subject matter. We'll talk about it in a second. And then we also have the example of Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, who are both equally qualified, but because Sanatan Goswami was the elder brother, you know, just externally, physically, then Rupa accepted him as his spiritual master. Another example of etiquette is that Prabhupada sometimes would criticize his godbrothers, and Prabhupada would say that we should never criticize or say anything harsh about his godbrothers. Another example of etiquette from the Chaitanya Charitamrita is that once upon a time, Jagadananda Pandit instructed Sanatan Goswami, because Sanatan Goswami, he was feeling really bad. He had these sores over his body, and he wanted to, first of all, he wanted to leave his body, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him from jumping under the cart during the Ratha Yatra ceremony. But then he wanted to leave and go to Vrindavan, and Jagadananda advised him in that way. And Lord Chaitanya was upset at Jagadananda Pandit, and he says, you are actually qualified even to advise me. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so upset with Jagadananda Pandit for violating that etiquette, he even shortened Jagadananda Pandit's name when he was referring to Jagadananda Pandit. He says, not Jaga! He's just a young boy. So another example of etiquette from following etiquette, and then I'm going to give some examples of not following etiquette, is Lord Chaitanya getting angry at Balabhacharya because Balabhacharya offended Sridhar Swami, who was the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he, Lord Chaitanya said that Balabhacharya was more or less like a prostitute because he was criticizing some of the commentary of Sridhar Swami. Swami means, of course, husband, and also means master. Another example of etiquette is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respecting Advaitacharya, you know, bowing down, respecting him as a superior. And we'll get to a contrary example in a second. Another example of etiquette, Lord Chaitanya following etiquette, is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not confronting or, let's say, countering any of the criticism of Ramchandra Puri. You know, Ramchandra Puri was the godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, and Ramchandra Puri came to Jagannath Puri, and he was criticizing Vaishnavas and criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eating too much, criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eating too little when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced his eating, and basically creating havoc in the devotees' lives. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never violated etiquette by criticizing Ramchandra Puri. So these are examples of how important it is to follow etiquette. Now, sometimes etiquette can be violated, as in the case we're reading about today, because of ecstasy or because of a need for service, an impending need for service. So here's some examples. Impending need, of course, the typical one, and the most important one, is the Bhagavad Gita. The etiquette is you're not supposed to kill, you're supposed to honor your grandfather. Certainly you're not supposed to kill him. Certainly you're not supposed to kill your guru, your teachers either, right? I mean, that's obvious etiquette. So in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, text 4, Arjuna is saying, you know, how can I kill these people who are worshipable by me? You know, these guru, the grandfather. And Krishna is encouraging them to kill them. So there's a higher principle there. you know, the principle of service, the principle of carrying out the Lord's order. Another example of a violation of etiquette for service is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lying across the doorway of the Gambira. Gambira was the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri. And Govinda had a service of massaging Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day, and Govinda couldn't massage him because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was blocking the doorway. And so what Govinda did was something that violated etiquette, was that he put a cloth over Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body and stepped over Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then massaged him. But when it came time for taking his prasadam, which he would have had to take outside the room to step back over Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't do that. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to external consciousness, he said to Govinda, why didn't you go take prasadam? Why are you still sitting there? And Govinda said, I was willing to violate etiquette or, you know, commit an offense for service, for your service, but not for my own sense gratification. So, you know, so there's a fine line there as far as etiquette is concerned. Another violation of etiquette we mentioned is in connection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respecting Advaitacharya. But when Advaitacharya started speaking what? Impersonal philosophy from the Yoga Vasishta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Lord Nityananda with him, and they went to Shantipur, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu basically beat up Advaitacharya. He was pummeling him. I mean, isn't that a violation of etiquette? I'm not saying you should do that. But, you know, sometimes, I remember one time Prabhupada was talking to an elderly professor, and Prabhupada directly called him a demon. You know, he said to his disciple at this point, I forget the exact exchange, he said, what do we call people like that, or what do we call the philosophy like? A demon. The Prabhupada said, yes, demon. So, and it's definitely etiquette. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beating up Advaitacharya, pummeling him. And Sita, his wife, Advaitacharya's wife, said, you're going to kill the old man. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't care. And then what happened is that Advaitacharya became happy, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it was actually a trick. Other violations of etiquette out of rasa, or another example from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda calling each other ill names and fighting with each other. Another example is, this is also from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is Murari Gupta. He first offered respects to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instead of offering respects to Lord Nityananda first. So that's a violation of etiquette, because Lord Nityananda was far older, at least from the external viewpoint, than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mm. And then we have the famous story, because I mentioned before that Krishna did not always follow the directions of Balaram. Then we have the famous story of Balaram arranging the marriage of Subhadra with Duryodhana. And then Krishna not wanting that to happen, because that would have been an absolute disaster as far as carrying out his mission for Itranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chadushkutam. It would also be an absolute disaster to have Yogamaya, that Subhadra, marry a demon. You know, it wasn't really in the cards. So Krishna actually had to make this arrangement that Arjuna would kidnap Subhadra, and Balaram got angry at that. And so many times Krishna actually went against Balaram's desire. You know, during the final fight between Duryodhana and Bhimsen, and Krishna encouraged Bhimsen to hit Duryodhana below the belt. Balaram wanted to kill Bhim Sen after that, Krishna had to stop. So many times this happened. So there's a violation of etiquette in this particular case. Another story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita is that this devotee who used to make sweets in Navadvip for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was young, his name was Parameshwara Modaka, came to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see him, and this devotee actually started talking about his wife. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very strict as far as hearing about ladies. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood it was a violation of etiquette, but he didn't say anything out of love for this particular devotee. Another violation of etiquette. So these are all examples of violations of etiquette for a higher purpose or out of ecstasy. Now, in the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma should have broken his promise, should have violated etiquette. You know, etiquette is keeping your promise, in order to fight on the right side and defend the Pandavas. So anyway, so there are many examples of this, and in this particular verse, we find this violation of ordinary etiquette out of ecstasy, but we should not imitate that violation of etiquette. One has to be very, very, very careful in this regard, because as stated in the purport that we have read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, that if one violates the etiquette, one loses his duration of life, his opulence, fame and piety, and the blessings of all the world. Anyway, so that's all I want to speak about this morning. So any questions? Yes. Yeah, that's actually good. I think the recognition of all the sages. The recognition of all, and also another point is that Shukadeva Goswami, here's another point, that Shukadeva Goswami was in the renounced order. You know, which is a higher level of etiquette because, yeah, actually that's a good question. That in the Vedic system, the Brahman is considered to be the spiritual master of the other varnas, and the sannyasi is considered to be the spiritual master of the varnas and ashrams. Narada Muni was in the crowd? Anyway. So, I mean, it was accepted by the sages. Somehow or other, it was what they wanted to do. And also, you have another violation. Thank you for that question. With the, like, Romaharshana Sutta, even though we came from a mixed family, was actually posted as the one to speak to the sages at Naimisharanya. And then, of course, his son, Sutta Goswami, was appointed. And Sutta Goswami was certainly junior practically to everyone there. But this was the vote of the people there. So when these sages agree to something, then that can be done. So if the assembly agrees, then it can be done. For example, like Prabhupada would many times have a disciple give Bhagavatam class in front of him. Prabhupada would sit and listen to his disciples' Bhagavatam class. So the order of the guru actually overcomes any apparent violation of etiquette. So that answers the question. Yeah.
It seems to me that all of these things with the etiquette, all these rules,
yeah,
really stem from something very basic, which is we learn to have respect.
Learn to have what?
Respect.
Respect, yeah.
Because we have to recognize the Supreme Lord as being the Supreme Lord, and step by step, by practicing this respect, eventually we come to that point. And any society that has this kind of hierarchy is showing respect. It's actually acknowledging, I am humbling in front of you because you are at a higher level, for example. And unless we introduce that into our psyche, we're not going to make any progress.
Yes, actually, that's a very good point. Does anyone else have a question or a comment?
Did the blade of grass with Roma?
Roma Harshana Sutta, because he violated the etiquette. He violated the etiquette of not... he didn't pay respect to Balaram when Balaram walked in. He Minaketa Naramdas. Yeah, he disrespected Lord Balaram's or Lord Nityananda's devotee, and Lord Nityananda too. He didn't have faith in Lord Nityananda, so Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami left. So, any other questions or comments?
Mahārāja-gupta first offered those obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and then offered to Nityananda, and then Lord Chaitanya said that was not...
It wasn't good,
proper. So that night he had a dream, and then next day he come back and offered his obeisances first to Nityananda.
Yeah, Lord Chaitanya corrected him. So, if there's no other questions, we can end.
Etiquette-wise, we might...
No, one should not... The devotee is Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahare Charnadapi Sunichena Turari Vashihishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahare. We have to be more tolerant in the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. So we should not... We should follow the etiquette, but at the same time, just because we may happen to be in a superior position externally, we should not think that we are superior. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when his disciples would offer obeisances to him, he would say, Daso smi. He said, I am your servant. So that was his attitude. Okay? Okay, we'll end. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All right. Okay. What happened? What? How did it happen?
It happened over a long period of time.
Oh.
And so it started hurting so much, and I went there to get a bit of food on it and rest it for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, at least it doesn't hurt all the time.
It's not something that just happened like all of a sudden.
No, it was like, it's like a karma thing, you know.
Oh.
Because I walk a lot, and I just wore out the ligament.
Wow. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Shishi Radhagalokananda Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimad Bhakta Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Namaste Saraswati Paschata Deja.
Adi Purusha, Tamaham Bhajami.
Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Jamini Namine. Saraswati Devi Guru Mani Pacharanai Nivesesha Sunyamade Ashachade Sacharanai Rabbani Pacharanai Nivesesha Sunyavade Vasachade Jaya Sri Krishna Jayi Tana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasade Gaurakta Prindanaya Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasade Govardhana Sri Advaita Gajara Siva Sade Gaurati Krishna Sri Krishna Chaitanya Guru Brahma Nityananda Guru Sri Advaita Gajara Siva Sade Gaurati Krishna Advaita Gatara Shiva Sade Gaurakta Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Paramahansa Paravatikacharya, also Teta, Satashi, Shimad. His divine grace avaya charanada bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON founder acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrindi ki jai. Namacharya Srila Kailas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shitwaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi ki jai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavanam ki jai. Mathuram ki jai. Jagadatasami ki jai. Yamunamai ki jai. Srimati Lassi Devi ki jai. Samaved Hokta Vrindi ki jai. Gaur Premananda Haribo. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhuvanaya Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami stays this way when he was aces in the body of his brothers. Shikshashtaka.
Chaito Dharpana Marjanam Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Treya Kairavya Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipranam Pranamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrapitani Amita Smaranena Kala